Darcy, Aris, and Matt, you guys did a wonderful job. One of the things that we always talk about when we sit down in our little boardroom is, you know, our first objective is to serve the kids and serve the parents. You know, we think that if we do that, the outcome would be us opening up another location. This is our second location, and that's because of the leadership and our servant attitude. You know, these are. So I just wanted to put that out there because we truly have a great staff, and we have men and women that really care about their work and take it as their platform. Like, you always hear me talk about that, you know, when I'm on the Chicago Bears platform, is, and that's an opportunity for me to do amazing things. You know, we want to win Super Bowls, we want to win games, but at the same time, we're bigger than what we do. You know, one of the things that, you know, was always taught to me, it doesn't matter if you're a teacher, gender, or an NFL player, you know, that's an opportunity for you to pour into someone's life. You take a teacher, for example, how many students does that teacher affect? Positive and negative. And that's the same thing here at FitSpeed. We believe that, you know, every kid to come in here, it's an opportunity for us to pour into his life, make them or her a better athlete, give them the skills and tools to be better sportsmen, and also someone of high integrity and character. So that's everything from the music that we play to the way we coach, the way we teach, and the way we run our program. So I just thank you guys so much for believing in us and coming out here and celebrating on this wonderful day. You know what, to be honest with you, Matt developed this company and brought me in Fort Lauderdale, and it was just organic. For me, it was, you know what, I'm not a business guy. At the time, I wasn't. You know, I trained, so it was one of those things that just made sense. And when I really started understanding who I was and what I was here to do, and that was to pour in these kids' life, I said, man, this is another platform to do it. So when I'm in here doing my ladder drills and maybe running on a treadmill alongside of a 7-year-old or a 9-year-old, that's an opportunity for that 7-year-old, 9-year-old to ask me a question or for me to pour into his life. So I look at it as an opportunity there. But also, I am really intrigued with business. You know, I went to, you know, I had the opportunity to go to Harvard in the BIMS program last year. You know, did a lot of studying there. And I said, man, you know, I want to take this company to scale. So our goal is to take FitSpeed, you know, all over the Midwest and in the South, and hopefully have 10 locations in the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, so actually I just had babies, and usually I go down south. Thank you. Yeah. Usually I go down south for the off season, but, you know, all of our support and the nursery's here, so I'm going to be here, you know, for the majority of the off season. So I'll be in here training. You know, I'm not going to be in here working. I'm not going to be behind a desk, but when I'm in here, I'm going to be, you know, behind some weight, pushing some weight, or running on the treadmill, or running on the track. Yeah.
You don't look like a guy with two broken ribs.
No, I'm much better. I actually had my first workout 2 days ago.
Yeah?
2 days ago, I worked out and was running. Felt great. Yeah, actually, I'm trying to get them to go to Fort Lauderdale. I just think as an athlete at this level, you know, sometimes getting away from it all, especially after a bad year, a tough year, you need to get away. You know, it's kind of re-energize, reboot. Get in some good weather. It's easier on the bones. It's a faster recovery. So they're going to be around. But Alshon, he's stuck. He wants to come here at this location. I'm advising him to go down south. I don't know much about him, but I heard some great things. Guys around the league, from players, coaches, other general managers has been around, but, you know, not active right now. So I heard a lot of amazing things, and I thought his press conference was well, and that was a great start for all of us. Bring Dicka back. Coach Dicka, are you still coaching? Come on. No, I don't know, man. I think there's a lot of great guys out there, and, you know, I think they're going to do an amazing job to bring in someone with the winning spirit and great leadership skills. Yeah, well, I mean, we're going to do some outreach, you know, there, but, you know, the work that I do in the school was more for our foundation. And actually, February 11th, we're going to launch, you know, our program Project Prevent, with Lori Children's Hospital. We're putting mental health in schools, and we think that's a part of it. You know, you should train not only your mind but also your body. But, you know, Fit, Speed, and our foundation is two different things. But when it comes to outreach in the high schools for Fit, Speed, you know, we'll be opening up our doors for team activities and for other coaches that may want to come in and bring their athletes in and expose them to something different.